Hope your morning's off to a great start. Let's get your news right now with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. The North American trade war continues. In his 90-minute speech to Congress yesterday, U.S. President Donald Trump vowed to keep delivering sweeping changes to the U.S. In response to retaliatory tariffs, he said, quote, whatever they tariff us, we tariff them. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Trump are reportedly set to have a call today. Meantime, U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick has suggested that his country would likely meet Canada and Mexico in the middle on President Donald Trump's tariffs. He told reporters an announcement could be coming as soon as today. However, he said the tariffs would not be paused in any compromise. The mayor of Vaughan has approved a strategy to ban U.S. suppliers and prioritize Canadian products, goods, and services. Vaughan is the first municipality in Ontario to ratify a policy that bans U.S. suppliers. In sports, Raptors beat Orlando Magic 114-113. Leafs take on the Golden Knights tonight at 10. CHFI weather. Special weather statement still in effect today. Steady rain at times, heavy this morning. Showers for the afternoon and a high of 8. Tonight, showers mixing with flurries, a low near 1. And on Thursday, flurries or showers. And in the morning, a high of 4 degrees, dropping to minus 1. Right now, it's 3 degrees. On the westbound side of the 401, starting to fill in from the 412 to approaching Salem. South 410 getting busy from Sandalwood all the way down to Beauvaird. And it looks like West Gardner from Strawn to Dufferin, of course, still down to two lanes for construction.
Pooja and Gurdeep Show presents.
You're doing it wrong.
Okay, you're not doing it wrong. And normally I would be telling Gurdeep, my co-host, that he is doing it wrong, but he's not here. So, you know, this is a good time to point out something that my husband is doing wrong.
Paul's doing it wrong.
Yeah, Paul is doing it wrong. And I don't know whether to tell him whether or not he's doing it wrong or not.
No.
It's one of these situations where I really don't know if I should speak up or if I should just leave it alone, because I should just be appreciative and grateful. And before you even hear it, I have a feeling you're like, don't say anything. Okay. Leave it, right?
I know, usually when it's like your partner, unless it's a really big deal, usually leave it alone.
Leave it alone. I know. Okay, so here's the thing. My husband's wonderful. He makes me breakfast every morning. Mm-hmm. He'll do it at night, and then I take it in the morning. But it's a breakfast I taught him how to make. The problem is, it's good. It's just he's not doing it right. Like, he's not doing it
Pooja way.
Yeah.
Oh.
He has all the right ingredients, but he's putting them in the wrong order. So as a result, it's not like the ratios are off. It's just, it's like peanut butter, yogurt, and some granola, and it's all
okay,
not
so
right.
How is Pooja supposed to do it?
Okay, so normally at the bottom of the bowl or the container, you have your Greek yogurt. Okay. And then on top of that, you have like a scoop of peanut butter. And then I've got this like granola mix that I use, which has seeds and a bunch of stuff. And I put that on top. And sometimes I add fruit, or sometimes chocolate chips or walnuts or something fun.
Okay, see, I already think you're doing it wrong. I would put the granola first.
No.
And then the yogurt and then the peanut butter.
No, it just sits so nicely and it doesn't move when you do it in that order. And then when I go to have it in the morning, it just perfectly melts into one another. Okay. Every bite is perfect.
Okay, when how does Paul do it now?
So he's kind of all over the place. It's like he's got peanut butter at the bottom.
Okay, that's wrong.
It's wrong.
No, that's wrong, because then it sticks to the bottom.
It sticks to the bottom, and then he's got the Greek yogurt in between, but then because of the granola, it's kind of stuck in all of the yogurt, and it just, it's not the same.
I think you're both doing it wrong, actually, but he's only switching like two of yours around. He just needs to put the yogurt.
I know, and it's a simple thing for me to say, but I don't want to say anything, because here he is doing something so nice. It's so thoughtful for him to take care of my breakfast at night so that I have something to take to work, because I wake up so early. Now, in fairness, he learned how to do this from me, because I make this very breakfast on the weekend for him.
Okay.
So he knows how it's done because I do it for him.
So maybe you can just say to him, hey, you know what? I find like my peanut butter is really sticking to the bottom of the container. Maybe just
because you're doing it wrong.
No, don't do that.
Don't say the words wrong.
Don't say you're doing it wrong. Okay. Just be like, hey, you know what? My peanut butter is getting stuck to the bottom of my container like a lot lately. So maybe do you mind just putting the yogurt on the bottom?
Oh, dear.
And just leave that. Don't tell them what order to put it in.
Okay.
Just be like, throw the yogurt on the bottom. Maybe leave the peanut butter till the end or something.
I have a feeling, and I'm just like trying to picture it right now. He's going to look at me and he'll be like, oh, really? Oh, your breakfast isn't good enough the way it is.
Like, no, I say it's perfect. I feel like we're wasting. I'm not into food waste. So I don't want to waste the peanut butter, Paul.
I feel like you just said that, but I don't know that I'm going to have all of those words when I go to do it. And then I'm just going to be like, you're doing it wrong.
Exactly. That's why, because you just want to tell him he's wrong.
Yeah. So this is one of those situations where just be grateful, be quiet. It doesn't have to be done exactly the way you do it, and just, you know, suck it up, eat it the way it is.
So then I guess listen to those words that
or have healthy communication and find a way to relay this information. I don't know. You tell me, do I say something to him or do I just leave it alone? Give us a call, 416-872-2434, 416-872-CHFI. Help.
98.1 CHFI.
Don't have all the answers. No matter how hard it gets, hold on to what's inside. Don't ever let nobody drink you down. Don't ever let nobody tear you apart. What in the mirror, see who you are. Beautiful, you are. In the dark.
Beach by traffic. I'm Eva Fradiscatos. If you're using that east or westbound 401, overall seems to be in decent shape. Westbound side of the QEW Gardner combination, again, no delays or issues. South 410, some delays building out of Brampton from Sandalwood to Beauvaird. Shop online at PetSmart March 6th to 12th and save an extra 20% site-wide with promo code SAVE20. Exclusions apply. See PetSmart.ca for details.
Sabrina Carpenter is bringing her Short and Sweet tour back to Toronto.
Hi, I'm Sabrina Carpenter, and CHFI wants to send you to see her live. Listen to Rick Campanelli with Brooksy all week at 5 p.m. for your chance to win a pair of tickets.
Please, 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 don't ruin my life.
Sabrina Carpenter, the Short and Sweet tour. Back in Toronto on November 10th and 11th. Win with 98.1 CHFI.
Your dream home starts here. For all your projects and finishing touches, come to the National Home Show, presented by REMAX. Meet experts including Courtney Wilson, Colin and Justin, Linda Reeves, Frankie Flowers, and 500-plus vendors and experts. Boost your skills, shop decor, and explore the all-new Food Street. The National Home Show, presented by REMAX, opens this Friday until March 16th at the Enercare Center. For tickets and info, visit nationalhomeshow.com.
When you sit on your Aeroplan points, it's like you're sitting on your next trip, like a sunny getaway by the sea. But instead, you're sitting on your Aeroplan points. So the only sea you get to sit in is a sea of traffic. Use your points and go from smelling your Ocean Breeze air freshener to smelling the Ocean Breeze. So stop sitting on your next trip and start enjoying your Aeroplan points.
Lazy Boy of Southern Ontario is proudly Canadian-owned and operated. When you shop with Lazy Boy, you're not just buying furniture. You are supporting Canadian jobs, families, and local charities. Your furniture purchase helps strengthen our communities and improves lives. We are as dedicated as ever at providing you with top-quality home furnishings at outstanding value.
Get up to an extra $300 off. Plus, don't pay for 12 months during our anniversary sale at 8 GTA stores, plus Kitchener, Barrie, and St. Catharines.
Dream of a brighter tomorrow with the Princess Margaret Home Lottery. Bonus prize deadline is midnight Friday. Discover incredible downtown living with a $1.6 million bonus prize. A fully furnished Toronto condo with a spacious den, generous balcony, breathtaking views, and $50,000. You're also in to win the stunning homes in Oakville and Georgian Bay. Bonus prize deadline is midnight Friday. Carry the fire. Buy now at PrincessMargaretLotto.com.
Play responsibly. Raffle number 1426743.
Rogers Xfinity Internet is ready for everything. So you can search and stream and shop and study and share and play and post and work and watch and game and work out and download and... Wow, that's a lot. And now you can save a lot too at the Rogers Spring Event. Visit in-store or Rogers.com and save on Canada's most reliable internet. Get Rogers Xfinity Internet and be ready to do more everything.
Mom, Dad, let's talk about nuclear energy. You don't think it's a big deal, but it is. Especially for the future. My future. Nuclear power is clean, and it can keep up with increasing energy demands. Cars, buses, trains, it's all going electric. Plus, it's affordable. You gotta love that. I know it's weird hearing this from me, but I'm growing up. Oh, do you know where my laptop charger is? And my laptop? Clean, affordable, reliable. That's Ontario's Nuclear Advantage. Learn more at ontariosnuclearadvantage.com.
Remember when Dad tried to get me into soccer?
Yes, he tried. You could barely kick the ball. And Dad would just laugh and say, it's okay, you're just warming up for next season.
But then, my first goal, he yelled, that's my boy. When he was here, he made everything feel like a win.
In every small memory, a story lives on forever. ArborMemorial.ca. Every life remembered.
Hey, buddy, got lunch plans?
Well, I usually...
Nope. Today you go Mojo Mode at Subway.
Mojo Mode?
Eat bold with Subway's new Mojo sauce on a 6-inch turkey or ham sub for just $4.99.
Okay, but I usually...
Forget that. Mojo is smoky, spicy. $4.99. Today's lunch is not the usual.
Hey, I'm already feeling Mojo!
Only at Subway. At participating stores. Extras, taxes, and delivery additional. Expires April 13th, 2025.
At
With the luxurious Millcroft Inn and Spa in Caledon, they're not fooling. Enjoy a no-fooling getaway for an April escape at an exceptionally low rate. Stay at Millcroft Inn and Spa and enjoy a countryside escape with fine dining, hot spring pools, and a world-class spa. Book by April 11th to take advantage of incredible savings. Valid for stays April 1st to 30th. Details at Millcroft.com.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show on Toronto's perfect music mix. 98.1 CHFI.
I was asking for some advice, and wow, you had a lot to say about this. The phones were ringing off the hook. We had a lot of texts at 981-981 asking you if I should confront my husband about making my breakfast. He does a great job. He does this for me.
Can I just
every
say,
morning? It's so sweet. It's so
don't
thoughtful.
Start by saying, should I confront?
Okay.
That's the problem. You're ready to fight him on this.
It feels like a confrontation to me.
Just tell him nicely.
The problem is the order of which he makes my breakfast is he's not doing it right. He's doing it wrong.
According to?
Me.
Okay.
Because I make him the same breakfast and I do it in the right order and he enjoys it and I enjoy it. And then he tried to do a nice thing by making me my breakfast, but instead he put it in the wrong order. So I don't know if I should say something or just leave it alone. Because saying something is good, healthy communication. Leaving it alone is just, you know.
And confronting him is not what you're supposed to do.
Like, do I tell him he's doing it wrong? I don't know. So I wanted your advice. And Lynn from Toronto, do you have some for me?
First, remember, is your best second half.
Yes.
So when you do anything, don't critique him. Okay. First, you praise him for a strong point. I thank you for being my children's father. Thank you for the best things he does at home.
Aww.
Then you tell him in a nice way what you want to say.
Okay.
But please write it down and go through it before you say it to him.
I like that. And I want my breakfast a certain way. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Lynn, thank you. That's great advice. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks. Bye. Yeah.
So as soon as you get home today, thank you for being my children's father. Yogurt on the bottom.
I'm sure it will go over really well. Oh, my goodness. Such great advice at 981-981. A lot of you just, you know, being so kind, because I realize this is not a real problem. But I just...
Apparently it is.
It's not a real problem. I know. On the text line, I'm getting this one here. Paul is probably listening to the radio now and heard what you said. So now he knows. Now he knows.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't have to confront him.
Honey, dear babe,
yeah.
Yogurt on the bottom.
I don't have to do any of that because he's been listening. And guess what? You're not wrong, because I do see a text here from Paul.
And
he said, I'm going with granola at the bottom. Thanks,
yes!
Steph.
Yes! You're
Thanks
welcome.
A lot, Steph.
98.1 CHFI.
Fever dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad boy, shiny toy with a price, you know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window. I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more. Just screw it up in these trying times. We're not trying. So cut the headlights. Summer's the night. I'm always waiting for you just to come to the moon. Devils roll the dice. Angels roll their eyes. And if I bleed, you'll be the last to know.
CHFI, Toronto.
Take that, boredom. Hotel X brings the fun from Family Day weekend to March break. Escape to a resort right here in the city. Complete with a totally awesome retro arcade, rooftop heated pool, spa, movie theater, and more. Do it all. Book today at HotelXToronto.com.
Start your next adventure at the Toronto Sportsman Show, presented by SAIL, March 13th through 16th at the International Center. Find the latest in hunting, fishing, camping, boating, power sports, and more. Check out the vendors in the Connector, presented by the official insurance partner, Cooperators. Then head over to the OFAH and Ministry of Natural Resources booths for hands-on archery demos and more. The Toronto Sportsman Show, presented by SAIL, March 13th through 16th at the International Center. Tickets and info at torontosportsshow.ca.
Hi, Keith here from Speedy Glass. Are you tired of staring at that crack in your windshield? What are you waiting for? It's time to let our team at Speedy Glass take care of everything for you. Our experts will replace your windshield and recalibrate your front camera during the same appointment. No hassle, no second visit. We'll even submit your insurance claim so you don't have to. It's easy. All you have to do is book your appointment today at speedyglass.ca.
Speedy Glass Repair. Speedy Glass Replace.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
Your sneakers are staring directly at you. You try to look away, but you can't. You're laced to face. They're saying, Rome wasn't built in a day, and your six-pack won't be either. But you've got to start somewhere. Stop staring. Put us on. Take that first step, or lunge, or squat. Start small. Start somewhere. Join for $7.99 every 2 weeks at fitforless.ca and experience fitness simplified. Some conditions apply. Fit for less. Everybody happy.
Floods, wildfire, tornado. Severe weather is having a big impact on Canada, and we're all paying the price. That's why the 140,000 people in Canada's insurance industry are working hard on solutions to help Canadians like you adapt to the impacts of severe weather, advocating for better protections to make our communities safer and more resilient. It's all part of our plan to protect the things we love. The people of the home, auto, and business insurance industry, protecting your tomorrow. Learn more at ibc.ca/tomorrow.
Discover more value at Loblaws. Get family-sized boneless, skinless chicken breast or thighs at $4.66 per pound. Offer ends Wednesday, March 5th. Shop now. Conditions apply. See flyer for details. Loblaws, proudly Canadian since 1919.
Let's find out what's going on in the world. Eva Fragiscatos, what's happening?
Good morning. A trade war compromise could be on its way. U.S. President Donald Trump's Commerce Secretary hinted at a possible compromise that could potentially ease the tariffs, but made it clear there would not be a full pause. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Premier Doug Ford are expected to speak with Trump about the tariffs today. More wet weather today as a special weather statement continues for rain, melting snow, and possible localized flooding and pooling on the roads. We could see up to 15 millimeters of rain, up to 25 millimeters in other areas such as Kitchener. It'll all change tomorrow with cooler temperatures and snow. GTA home sales are down as mortgage costs and the trade war weigh on potential buyers. The Toronto Regional Real Estate Board says sales fell 27% in February compared to a year ago. The board says an anticipated decline in borrowing costs in the coming months should improve affordability. In sports, Raptors beat Orlando Magic 114-113. Leafs take on the Golden Knights tonight at 10. Chime weather. A special weather statement continues for rain and melting snow and ice. Today could see 15 to 25 millimeters of rain, a high near 10 degrees. Tonight, showers changing over to some flurries, a low near minus one. And on Thursday, cloudy, windy, and cooler with flurries in the morning and a high near one. In Brampton, Beauvaird, from Chincoosie to Huron, Ontario, the traffic lights are out, and then Russell Creek Drive from Inspire to Yellowknife looks like that's closed off because of a vehicle fire. West 401, typical volume building outside of Durham Region from about the 412 to approaching Salem.
Pooja and Gurdeep. Feel good moments
on 98.1 CHFI.
Steph, if you are hosting a birthday dinner at a restaurant, is it assumed that you will pay for all your guests? This is a social question.
Okay, do you want to hear my scenario?
I feel like you'd have a story for this.
I do have a story for this.
You got a story for everything.
I do. Okay, so in October, it was my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And my boyfriend said, hey, okay, let's invite all your friends and go out for dinner. And I said, cool. I said, you know, if you do that, you're paying for everybody, right? And he's like, no, I'm not. I'm like, yeah, you are. So now, so then we didn't go out for dinner.
we just had everybody
over at my house is what we did.
I'm with you. If your partner organizes a birthday dinner for you, you're sort of under the soft assumption as one of the friends attending that Steph and her partner are covering this.
Right. So now it's his birthday coming up in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And I want to do something really big for him. It's his 50th. So I want to do a big birthday party. But at the same time, now that's how I am. That's how we grew up in Italian background. You pay for everything. If you're hosting it, you're paying. So now I want to invite everybody and I know that I have to pay for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I'm talking to people about this, they're like, why are you paying for everything? And I'm like, because I'm having the birthday party.
You're hosting it. You're going to do this at a restaurant?
Yeah, I'm going to do, I think. Then the other scenario where we're having this conversation is, well, how come when I go with my girlfriends, we're just like, hey, let's go for dinner. And then we all go and everyone pays their own. And then whoever's birthday it is, they pay. So I'm like stuck. I'm like, I'm not going to ask people to pay. That's not how I am.
Am I
assuming that I'm paying?
I think this is really cultural because you said Italian. This is when you brought up Indian and Italian are very similar. Like same thing. Like anytime, if my mom hosted a party for my dad's birthday when we were younger, like, yes, of course, we made the booking. We made the reservation.
Right. You're inviting everyone. Coming,
you're covering the bill. And then, you know, when it's another couple's turn, they take they cover it off. But I think part of this comes down to being single or having a partner. Because if, like for me, for example, I'm not a big birthday guy and I don't have a partner. So when it's my birthday, if my friend's like, come on, let's go out for dinner for your birthday, I'll be like, all right. In that scenario, they're probably all chipping in to cover my plate.
However, you guys are having a conversation about it. You're planning it together. I guess you kind of know, right? Like they're bringing you out.
Yes. However, if my scenario changes and I have a partner and then she plans my next birthday dinner and invites a bunch of my friends, well, guess what? Then we're paying.
But why?
I don't know why. I can't tell you why.
That's why I'm like, I know I'm going to. But why?
It's just the social and cultural, the weight of the social and cultural expectation. Maybe we're wrong. You and I, again, are Italian and Indian.
Right.
So like, maybe this is just us.
It's the guilt.
Guilt. It's the cultural guilt instilled upon us by our parents. Maybe you're listening to this, shaking your head, going, no, this is completely wrong. You tell us. Here's the question. If you're hosting a birthday dinner at a restaurant, is it assumed that you will pay for all your guests? Call us right now, 416-872-CHFI.
98.1 CHFI, Toronto.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in the beautiful sea. I choose to be happy. You and I, we're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. I knew there would be someone right away. Oh, right away. At first sight, I felt the energy of something. I saw the life inside. So
like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright.
With CHY Traffic, I'm Eva Frajascato. Southbound 400 ran to the east 401. The left lane is closed for a collision, so you will find it slow from about south of Shepherd. South 410 busy out of Brampton from Sandalwood to Queen. And in Brampton, Beauvert from Jincuzzi to here, Ontario, the traffic lights are out. Get out and winter with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive. Visit your local Subaru dealer to book a test drive today.
Winning your share of $50,000 has never been easier.
So easy to win with Stage 5 Perfect Recall.
Thanks for the easy money, CHFI.
That was an easy $400.
You really made that easy, CHFI.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall.
The more songs you remember, the more money you win.
Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens. Then call to Win.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Get your share of $50,000. Full details at CHFI.com.
For over 57 years, Green Park Group has consistently built communities that people proudly call home. With over 84,000 units and counting, Green Park's excellence continues to rise to new heights. The next chapter of our legacy unfolds with Thompson Towers, the tallest towers in Milton, located steps from the GO station and featuring stunning designs with generous amenity spaces. Suites start from the low 500s. Visit greenpark.com and buy now.
You're an entrepreneur. Growth is essential for your business. At BDC, we get that. And we're here to help you stay two steps ahead. With our flexible financing and advisory services, we help you adapt, growing your business in the face of today's challenges and tomorrow's opportunities. Stepping up for entrepreneurs. We're on it. BDC. Financing. Advising. Know-how.
Whoa, it's freezing in here.
My old furnace is acting up. Want a blanket?
You should take advantage of Atlas Care Heating and Air Conditioning's annual off-season sale. With discounts and government rebates, you can get over $10,000 off a new cold climate heat pump. It heats and cools your home efficiently, saving you money every month.
Goodbye blankets, hello savings.
Feel right at home with Atlas Care.
Call Atlas Care today for this limited time offer and trust the pros in the green trucks to save you big bucks.
Oil and natural gas is an irreplaceable part of Canada's national economic prosperity. Global demand is growing and numerous countries have been asking for Canadian-made energy exports. It's time for a new approach that brings Canadians together in support of our locally made energy, mining, food, and forestry. It's time to build pipelines, power lines, railroads, and ports so we can take control of our economic future. A message from Canada Action Coalition. Visit secureourprosperity.ca to learn more.
Did you know that if you're 50 or older, RSV may be serious for you? Help protect yourself with Arexvy, Canada's first RSV vaccine. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Arexvy. Arexvy is a vaccine that helps protect adults 50 to 59 years old at increased risk and adults 60 years and older from lower lung disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV. 100% protection, not guaranteed. Adverse events may occur. Visit arexv.ca.
More Lotto 649 Super Draws are happening this March with 225 guaranteed winners of $10,000 plus the two jackpots. There's even more ways to find your possible. It's all happening every Wednesday and Saturday this March. So get your Lotto 649 tickets because with so many guaranteed Super Draw prizes plus the upcoming Gold Ball jackpot of $24 million, more people are going to win. It could be you. Buy in store today or at olg.ca.
reconnect with your family at Treetop Trekking this March break. Explore a world of treehouses in Treewalk Village or leap through a universe of outdoor trampolines in Upla. Open March break day and night in Hamilton and Stouffville. Book at treetoptrekking.com.
At Desjardins, we speak business. We speak equipment modernization. We're fluent in data digitization and expansion into foreign markets. And we can talk all day about streamlining manufacturing processes. Because at Desjardins Business, we speak the same language you do. Business. So join the more than 400,000 Canadian entrepreneurs who already count on us and contact Desjardins today. We'd love to talk. Business.
Roll Up to Win is back at Tim Hortons, and you've got a shot at millions of prizes, like the all-new, all-electric 2025 Volkswagen ID Buzz. Play on the Tim's app until March 23rd. Rules apply, Canada only. No purchase necessary. Visit the Tim's app for details.
Leon's No Money Miracle event ends Wednesday. Pay no money down, not even the taxes or fees, until 2027. OAC. Plus, save up to 50% on select furniture. Ends Wednesday.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
With the most variety on Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Deep
Is it assumed that you have to pay for all your guests if you're hosting a birthday dinner?
When you're Italian, yes.
When you're Indian, I think so as yeah. well. But I don't know. This is a bit of a spicy meatball. Does everyone pay their own plates? Do you have to pay for it? What do you think? Let's go to Chris in Kawartha Lakes.
So I feel that if I am hosting something for children, then yes. But if it is an adult thing, I think our dynamics have changed so much over the years that families have been pitching in and everybody kind of takes care of their family. Because it, realistically, the prices of food, eating out at a restaurant, and if you want to have everybody, it makes it really impossible to be able to afford that.
Yeah, I'm
so
looking
at... So in our family, we have a birthday... dinner, every family pays for their own. And then if there's somebody that's having a birthday, usually everybody pitches in to cover their meal.
Right. And that's what I was looking at. I'm looking at prices and I'm like, holy cow, it's like a small wedding.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Chris, we appreciate you weighing in on this. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. And I enjoy listening to you guys every morning.
We appreciate that. Thank you, Chris. We love having you.
Thank you. Bye.
Keep your texts coming. If you're hosting a birthday dinner at a restaurant, is it assumed that you'll pay for all your guests? You can text us at 981-981.
So
I think if you're sending out like invites.
I'm not sending out invites, but I'm
invites?
No.
With texts?
Verbal.
Oh, are you going around to people's door? You're like, I'm like, hello.
Hear ye.
Keep that.
No, just because it's family and friends. So like we've chatted about it. So okay. They know that it's happening. I just don't know what I'm doing.
That keeps it informal enough that maybe you'll be off the hook, Steph.
No, it's not going to happen.
Just bounce before the bill comes.
I will have no friends after this if I make them pay.
I think because it's a milestone birthday to your boyfriend's 50th that like I feel like you're on the hook for it. Text coming in here. This person says, no, my friends and I do this for a lot of birthdays. They book a place and get a set menu and we all know what we have to pay individually. Drinks are also every person for themselves. It's the most fair way to do it.
I don't know.
And then Mark texting in saying, I think you should have to pay for your guest if you're hosting a birthday dinner.
I know. And that's what my heart and my head tell me because I was raised that way.
Same. Like my parents did this when they hosted dinners.
Yeah.
We were the beneficiaries of it when family friends hosted dinners. It's
right.
Just like in the end, it should all even out.
I feel bad even having to even think that. But because people have been like, why are you paying? And I'm like, I don't know. Why am I paying? Think I have to pay. That's how it works.
And I get it. It's tough now because everyone's stretched so thin with how expensive everything is in this city, especially. But let's go to Brian in Acton.
I think it depends on the scenario. If it's somewhere where you're calling and you're just asking friends to get together and hang out, then I don't think you would.
Right.
But if it's a scenario where you're calling and you're booking, making reservations, then yes.
I think if it's
a pre-organized event, you are definitely footing the bill.
Yeah. I'm so glad I'm spontaneous and spur of the moment. I'm never on the hook for anything. Brian, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Love the show. Take care.
Great text coming in here from Nicole in Orangeville. She says, good morning, Gurdeep and staff. I'm Portuguese and Italian. Mm-hmm. And our families go out for birthdays all the time. However, each person pays for their own plate. For our Italian family, each person pays their meal and then offers up a small gift. While my Portuguese family comes out, there's no expectation of a gift as their presence is the present.
Okay. I know. My Italian family is the same thing. It's always like outdoing each other. That's what the thing is, too. It's like, we're coming and we also got you a gift and we also gave you a booster on top of it.
The next time I show up to a party without a gift, I'm just going to be like, my presence is the present.
98.1 CHFI Toronto.
Your light, I wanna breathe in your air. I'll be home. morning. Let's get a news update right now with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. The North American trade war continues. In his 90-minute speech to Congress yesterday, U.S. President Donald Trump vowed to keep delivering sweeping changes to the U.S. In response to retaliatory tariffs, he said, quote, whatever they tariff us, we tariff them. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Trump are reportedly set to have a call today. Meantime, U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick has suggested that his country would likely meet Canada and Mexico in the middle on President Donald Trump's tariffs. He told reporters an announcement could be coming as soon as today. However, he said the tariffs would not be paused in any compromise. The mayor of Vaughan has approved a strategy to ban U.S. suppliers and prioritize Canadian products, goods, and services. Vaughan is the first municipality in Ontario to ratify a policy that bans U.S. suppliers. In sports, Raptors beat Orlando Magic 114-113. Leafs take on the Golden Knights tonight at 10. CHFI weather. Special weather statement still in effect today. Steady rain at times, heavy this morning. Showers for the afternoon and a high of 8. Tonight, showers mixing with flurries, a low near 1. And on Thursday, flurries or showers. And in the morning, a high of 4 degrees, dropping to minus 1. Right now, it's 3 degrees. On the southbound side of the 400, the ramp to the eastbound 401 left lane still blocked because of a collision. It is slow from approaching Shepherd. West 401 filling in Markham to Avenue Express and Collector lanes. And it looks like we still have ongoing issues in Brampton. Beauvaird from Jincuzzi to Huron, Ontario. The traffic lights are out.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI, Perfect Recall.
Happy hump day. It is just after 7 o'clock, so you know what that means. It is time to open up the window for CHFI Perfect Recall, the easiest money you're going
to
win.
All you got to do is listen to the songs. We play 4 of them in total, 80s, 90s, 2K, and today we play the best variety. Remember the songs, win the cash.
Yeah, be caller 16 when we close the window, and then you can win your share of $50,000. Let's get this party started, Pooj. We got Madonna with Vogue.